Ready to go and ready to talk Religion 101, guests on behalf of the Kauffman Interfaith Institute to share their happenings. Kyle Coyer is Associate Director with the Institute. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks so much for having us on again.
Alice Egren, good morning to you, Program Assistant.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us this morning.
Yay. All right, Kyle, let's get into virtual spaces for connection and new friendships. What's happening here?
Yeah, thanks, Shelley. So consistent with Kauffman's work over the years, we really desire to create spaces for people to build relationships with folks who maybe have a vastly different worldview or life experience. And obviously, this is hard in the virtual space that we're in, mindful that we can't bring medium-sized groups together, large-sized groups together. We've really tried to get creative in terms of finding ways that virtually we can connect people, but really focus in on that connection piece. I think a lot of what folks are finding in the digital realm is content, right? You go onto the internet, you hop onto a streaming service, and you are receiving information. You're watching a documentary, you're watching a film, you're taking in a webinar, and maybe we participate in Q&As, but in terms of actually being able to present ourselves to the space, to have conversations with folks, again, outside of our circles, that, at least for me, has been rather lacking. And so I think Kauffman's really excited that we've been able to kind of re-envision a lot of our interfaith friendship groups, our interfaith affinity groups, in a virtual space. And so if you are a knitter, we have a virtual knitting group. And yes, that is a possibility. Interfaith and Interwoven, they meet every Wednesday at 10 a.m. If you're somebody who likes mindfulness and contemplation, meditation, our interfaith contemplative group will begin meeting every other Wednesday night this month. We will continue to offer a series of book groups throughout the week that folks are able to connect with. And I'm very, very excited for Allie's work as she sort of continues our interfaith movie discussions with cinematic conversations. And they actually have a movie coming up next week that we'd encourage folks to check out.
Well, why don't we just talk about that movie next week with you, Allie? The Interfaith Movie Discussion, of Social Dilemma. Now, I've not seen this, but boy, has Facebook been full of you need to see Social Dilemma. Let's talk about this.
Yes. So this Tuesday night at 7 p.m., we will meet on Zoom to talk about this really interesting Netflix documentary, Social Dilemma, which I have yet to see as well, and that is on my to-do list for today. There's been so much buzz around it from everyone I know, and it's a documentary talking from the tech experts who created, you know, the Facebook like button and some other people from Instagram and email and some of the top tech experts who have made all of the things that we probably use every day and don't even think about it. And so it's really talking about the dangerous human impact of social networking, and it's coming from the people who created all of it themselves and explaining how they intentionally are impacting our emotions and our addiction and this whole unhealthy relationship with social media. And while there are a lot of benefits to technology, there's also a lot of cons as well. So we're going to kind of look at that from an interfaith lens, because obviously a lot of our religious spaces have also turned to Zoom and social media. And so it's really prevalent now more than ever, as our whole lives are now on a screen.
You bet. It's kind of the new normal. There we are. How do we, tell me more about how to sign up or attend, et cetera, here.
So you can go onto our website, interfaithunderstanding.org, and on there you can go into our upcoming events and then Social Dilemma, and you can just sign up real quick, just your name and your email, and we'll send you a Zoom link, and then you can just join us this Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m., and we'll just talk about it virtually and kind of debrief the film, our thoughts, our next steps, how to move forward in this, like you said, new normal, while recognizing maybe some unhealthy attachments or unhealthy relationships that we're building with social media or with our technology that we're using.
Thank you for that, making a note. Let's then move on to your celebration, Dia de los Muertos, Allie.
Yes, so another film event. These have been super successful, so we just thought, why not try it in a real-life setting? So on Sunday, November 1st at 1 p.m. and at 4 p.m., we will be showing Disney's Coco, which is a movie about Dia de los Muertos. And so our 1 o'clock showing will be in English, and our 4 p.m. showing will be in Spanish, and this will be at Studio Park, outside in that open air, following social distancing guidelines, so spreading people out, having them sit within their own bubbles, masks. Again, it will be outdoors, so a little bit safer. There will be some fire pits, to keep up with the weather. And the Grand Rapids Art Museum will be providing art bags for children to go along with the film, so some different coloring activities, some masks that they can make to go along with the film. And we're partnering with the Grand Rapids Art Museum, the Hispanic Center of West Michigan, and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And we're really excited to not only have an event in person again, but to really explore something that we haven't before, which is Dia de los Muertos, and exploring more of a spiritual holiday.
November 1st, 1 o'clock, right?
Yes. 1 for the English showing and 4 p.m. for the showing in Spanish.
That's right,
and tickets are sold in groups of 4 for $20.
Thank you for that partnership with Studio C they bringing back their indoor opportunities as well. Kyle, moving to you, Gratitude in Times of Challenge. Tell me about this celebration come November.
Yeah, thanks, Shelley. Again, this is a sort of staple of the Grand Rapids community around Thanksgiving, our interfaith Thanksgiving celebration. And traditionally, this is a space that sees upwards of 700 people or more gathering for a time of just rejoicing and taking in the rich diversity of our city and just expressing, thankfulness for that. This is one of those times where I feel like we really miss out on the ability to have that critical mass of people together. And fortunately, the committee this year has offered a lot of creativity in terms of, again, how we translate this into a virtual space while still maintaining the spirit of the event. And obviously, there's a lot on our minds right now. There's, adversity is rampant, whether you look at that through the lens of, climate change, racial injustice, healthcare and healthcare disparities, the looming sort of threat of the virus, as well as just a very, very polarized political landscape. And certainly that's ramping up here in the next couple of weeks. And again, I think we'll continue to be present for a while, even after the election. So how are communities around Grand Rapids, people of different religious, spiritual, or secular backgrounds, still practicing gratitude? Where do we find space to be thankful for the things we do have, even amidst this tsunami of crises, right? Where do we find centering? What language or what practices do we have to speak hope into what seems like an abundance of darkness or dissonance? So again, we'll be offering our service as we usually do, this time virtually. It will take place November, I believe it's 23rd.
My notes tell me 20.
Yep, November 23rd, Monday. Yep.
No, actually,
the interfaith
that's
Thanksgiving always takes place the Monday. Yeah, always the Monday before Thanksgiving at 7 p.m. So we're very, very excited. And again, as Allie mentioned, information about that will be available on our website, interfaithunderstanding.org, also through our Facebook page, Kauffman Interfaith Institute.
Wonderful. Gratitude in Times of Challenge. Sounds like a good motto to have. Well, again, the ship sails on, yet looks like the world of our new normal is well under control when it comes to the activities of the Kauffman Interfaith Institute. What do you leave us with, Allie?
Just to keep pushing through, obviously as times get colder, our opportunities to see people outdoors are going to slowly disappear. So just find ways to stay connected, whether that's through our events or through other virtual spaces you're finding, but just hang in there, Grand Rapids, as this weather gets colder.
And back to kind of square one again, Allie, October 20th and November 1st, important activities.
Yes, some virtual and real life film events.
Kyle, your final comments, please.
Yeah, I'll just say the real life film event that focuses on death and the departed. I just want to highlight the Day of the Dead event. This is a great opportunity to immerse ourselves in a very core aspect of Mexican spirituality. It's a space and a conversation that's not often had. People see the bright colors and the sugar skulls and the masks that sort of get lumped in with Halloween. And we're excited to have this space to kind of parse out this very, very special thing of honoring loved ones, family members, and friends that have passed on. So as Ali mentioned, please take advantage of the opportunity to be outside and among other people safely, socially distanced on November 1st. And we'll be back next month to talk a little bit more about our Interfaith Thanksgiving celebration. So all of this information available at interfaithunderstanding.org.
The months fly by, so we'll talk again. Kyle Coyers, and of course you, Allison Egren, Program Assistant, Associate Director, Kauffman Interfaith Institute, our Religion 101. Thanks for the programming.